Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I'm live. I'm in charge. I'm in the village. I'm doing my thing. Folks, thank you for tuning in. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you are right here with me. Saturday morning, Crowdcast Live, Facebook Live. We are doing our thing. So anyways, I want to thank each and every last one of you for coming in this morning. I appreciate you. All the comments, all the love. We got a variety of topics to discuss, as usual. You know, we try to keep it funky in the village and always try to keep things interesting because that's just what we do. It's what I do. Can't help it. It's a gift and a curse. So anyways, village, we are live. We are doing our thing. And let's go on ahead. And, well, before I do that, I want to apologize to you guys for not having a show out Thursday. Should have been smarter and edited the Wednesday night show to have you guys ready for Thursday. But Thursday was my birthday, 36 years old. So, of course, the first lady of the village, Lady J, Chanel, she took me out for my birthday to very, very, very surprised. I wasn't expecting to go out for my birthday, needless to say. So, Busta Freestyle, ha, can't do that one, man. I'm just the beats man, just the beats man. But village, like I was saying, yeah, the missus took me out for my birthday. I had a great time. Got in pretty late, had some cake and all that good stuff for my birthday. And I pretty much just called it a night at that point. I pretty much called it a night. I was too tired to even try to stay up and try and edit a show. So, yeah, that was pretty much what I did. I went on ahead and just called it a night. But what you're going to get today, later on today, and I actually have an action-packed weekend. I got a wedding to go to. My brother Dominic's getting married. And I got a few other things going on this weekend. But you're going to get Wednesday's show today, and you're going to get the Saturday morning wake-up show tomorrow morning, you know, once I get everything edited. So you guys are going to get both the shows this weekend. A little bit of catching up, if you will. So we're going to get those videos and audio out to you guys. You guys can enjoy, respond to it. You guys know what to do, all the different links and websites and all that stuff. And, of course, I did leave my stuff in the bedroom, but it's all good. I think I have everything memorized, so I can go off memory tonight. So let's jump into these topics. So, you know, I'm over here just rambling and rambling. Let's just go ahead and jump into these topics. And let's see here. And we're there. Okay. All right. So this is something that I wanted to address. And here's why I'm going to just, you know, bring this up first. We're entering What the Trump. Now, just as much as the good with the bad, I'm going to also discuss the crazy, right? This is something that even I kind of fell into until I actually did my own research. Now, President Trump is on vacation for the next 17 days. Now, I kept thinking, of course, you see all the videos of him saying he's not going to take vacation. You see all of his social media, things of that nature. We see all these videos. Okay, cool. Got it. The problem that I have right now when I look at what's going on, no one actually sat down and was like, hey, what's going on? Why is he going on vacation? Well, I kind of did. apparently the White House is kind of going, undergoing some renovations, if you will. Getting some, apparently there's a crack in the ceiling, there's some leaking, something like that. HVAC, AC needs to be replaced, new rugs, curtains, all that stuff. So it's pretty much, it's getting a little bit of a facelift. And it amazed me at how many liberals, and I consider myself a liberal because I believe in a lot of different things, but it amazed me at how many liberals jumped on this and did not go and do the research. I don't care what he says as far as I'm not going to take vacations and all this stuff. The simple truth of the matter is, the White House needs to undergo some renovations, right? So he kind of doesn't have a choice. This is what it is. He has to let this happen. He's going to undergo some renovations. And that's why I think it kind of blew me away, me being a liberal, but I'm also able to listen and learn and be educated on stuff. I have no issue with admitting that I'm wrong. So I will admit that I was wrong for buying into what I initially saw. But again, the White House is under some renovation stuff, and it has all kind of issues. Not all kind of issues. The White House is an old house. It's got cosmetic issues. You have to look at it for that. It's going to take about 14 to 15 days. I mean, hell, he's taken 17. It's okay. It's okay. He's still the president. He can take a vacation if he wants to. It is okay. So anyways, Village, but that was my initial thoughts on that. I just really was just like, you know, we kind of, as a liberal person myself, I have to sometimes take a step back and simply say, what is going on? Why is he like this? What is inspiring this vacation? He's going on vacation to one of his golf resorts, which to me at this point, you know, that's one of the things that does bother me. And here's why. Camp David is where the president is supposed to vacation or relax or whatever the case may be. It's kind of in the budget for the Secret Service detail to be a part of that. Now, when Secret Service has to go to his golf courses, his, you know, different things throughout the country, when the kids take Secret Service with them, it's a burden on the taxpayer. So I'm 50-50 with that. I'm all for this man going to one of his resorts and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's difficult for me to accept it because it costs the taxpayer more money. And that's one of the things that people need to realize. Now, this is me being very liberal about how I feel. I'm absolutely okay with this man saying, hey, I want to go on vacation. But this is the reason why. And sometimes I don't think he explained why. I don't think he even cares to, quite honestly. So anyways, that's my initial thoughts on that. Trump's taking 17 days off. Who cares? It's because the White House is needing some renovations. And I'm pretty sure he's going to still be working. Again, I'm not saying I support the man. But hey, he's going on vacation. It'll all get figured out. All right? So let's move on here. Let's move on to this next topic here. And this was something that not necessarily funny, but I found interesting. Now, Inspector Mueller, he is now saying he wants to get a grand jury, grand jury going. So, you know, here's what I'm not going to say. I'm not going to sit up here and jump on this train of the end is coming, this is that and the third, because I watch all news, different news aspects. And here's the ugly side about all this here. It could be absolutely nothing, right? We know Russia interfered with the election. We know that. This is not a secret. All 17 intelligence agencies have confirmed that Russia interfered with our election. Done. Now, the bigger question is, did Donald Trump's administration benefit from said influence or anything else. And if it's determined that he did not, then we as Americans got to move on, right? Just and this is why I say we should move on if there's nothing there with after grand juries are created, subpoenas are subpoenaed or whatever the word may be, when everything is said and done, when everything is sent out, and everything comes back to us and it proves that he did not in fact benefit, we have to move on. And this is, and I say that with the fact that if we harp on this any longer, after everything is said and done, if we continue to harp and harp and harp on this, guess what's going to happen? The next minor incident with a Democratic leader is going to be harped on, and all they're gonna and all the right is going to say is, well, you guys harped on the Donald Trump thing even after it was proven that he was innocent, right? So that's the one of the reasons why I say that. That's one of the reasons why I'm just like, look, let's go from here, and if it's proven, then it's proven. You know, we can't continue beating this up. If there was a way to get this done faster, I'm pretty sure the powers that be, the real, really intelligent people, would have figured all of this stuff out. And I'm all for that. But as for now, grand juries are being created. Subpoenas are sent out. The ball's moving. The ball is moving as fast as it's going to move. This investigation can take up to a year for everything. We don't know. This may go on until 2020. Who knows? We don't know. B-Hawk, appreciate you sharing the video, bro. Just saw that. Thank you very much. We don't know how much this is going to affect the longevity of his administration. We don't know if it's going to affect it at all. We don't know. So, Village, you know, all I can say is stand by for the information, stand by for the knowledge, and go from there. Create your own theories, whatever you want to say. If you're a conspiracy theorist and all that good stuff, then so be it. It's okay. Everyone has a right to how they feel and how they want to do things. So let's just keep it pushing. I'm actually just was reading a text message here. Sorry about that. Now, this was another interesting story here. Senate blocks Trump ability to make recess appointments. When I initially just saw the headline, I was like, I wonder what this is about. I really did not. I didn't see the logic behind it, if that makes any sense, Village. I didn't fully understand. And so let me make sure all these things are muted before I start reading this article to you guys. Because you know how sometimes these things will automatically just start jump into something. Okay. So Senate blocks Trump's ability to make recess appointments. Washington, D.C., March 20. Person walks by sunrise. Yeah, blah, blah. Okay. The Senate left for its August break on Thursday, but it won't technically be in recess. And that will stop President Donald Trump from filing executive branch spots without senators. Okay. Using a procedural tool even often invoked by senators in the past, the Senate has set up a series of pro forma sessions. Essentially, they'll gavel into session every few days, perhaps even for just minutes at a time, through Labor Day to keep the lights on. Concerns arose last month that the president might attempt to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions and appoint a replacement of his choosing while the upper chamber was out during the August recess. The new attorney general would then be in charge of federal investigations into the 2016 presidential election and would have the power to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. That I did not know. Now, I knew that President Trump was trying to get rid of special counselor Robert Mueller. I knew that, but I did not know that he could, while everyone's in recess, while Senate is in recess, he could essentially fire Jeff Sessions, bring in somebody of his own without approval, have him then fire special counsel Robert Mueller, and perhaps bring somebody else on. If that doesn't smell salty or faulty or anything else to you, Village, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. I can't explain that any different. Is it possible? Yes, it's very possible. The simple fact that Senate is like, hey, we've got to make sure that this investigation happens the right way. This has to happen the right way. They're covering it. They're making sure that, number one, even if he does fire Jeff Sessions, which is possible, they're making sure that he can't just bring somebody in without their approval, thus creating this vacuum effect of sucking out the old and then him putting in who he needs to put in. I mean, it's his administration, I do get it, but there's so much controversy wrapped up in the simple fact that he could actually fire this man, bring somebody in, and then Special Counselor Mueller could be fired in the process. That says a lot. You know, that says a lot to his candidacy, all that good stuff. So I'm definitely, I'm glad that this went down the way it did. And you know, just go from there. So let's go ahead and finish this this article here. It continues on. It says, if that comes to pass, we will have constitutional crisis on our hands. The Senate should remove even the possibility of it coming about, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday. While making the case for pro forma Sessions, Democrats would have been able to filibuster a motion to adjourn, helping push the pro forma session arrangement. Tensions appear to have eased, at least publicly, between Trump and Sessions. The president has been making disparaging comments about his attorney general in recent days, and Sessions has been wide support from members of Congress. Still, the Senate went into pro forma, its Latin term meaning as a matter of form, session away, with Senator Lisa Murkowski, you guys remember her, she's a Republican, one of the Republicans that said no on the health care bill, the skinny bill, Republican out of Alaska, presiding Thursday afternoon when the announcement was made. The maneuver was used when George W. Bush was president and Democrat Harry Reid was a Senate majority leader, then continued under President Barack Obama. So this isn't just a one-sided thing, guys. This has happened to George W. Bush, Republican, also happened to President Barack Obama, Democrat. This is not a one-sided issue. This is a bipartisan issue. So please don't jump on this. They're just trying to block Trump crap. This is across the board. Everyone has to play the same game and play the same rules. There it is. All right. So let's go on ahead and finish this up here. Just kind of check in here. All right. And so, like I said, Village, this is going to be a very interesting topic. And we're going to obviously be on this one a huge amount. We're going to be discussing this so much. So let's just go ahead and move on to this this last portion here of What the Trump before we move on to some current events. Let's see here. Let's close that. Close that. Like I keep everything filed and ready to go now. Okay, so the U.S. to pull out of the climate deal. UN notifies the U.S. notifies. Let me make sure that this is muted here. There's a video link to it, and I don't want it to just randomly start playing. U.S. notifies UN of intent to pull out of climate deal. This article was leased on Thursday. Let's talk about this a little bit here. This is pretty serious. The Trump administration took another step Friday towards exiting the Paris Climate Agreement, notifying the United Nations of its decision to leave the deal, even as it pledges to stay engaged on the issue of climate change. The United States supports a balanced approach to climate policy that lowers emissions while promoting economic growth and ensuring energy security, the State Department said in a statement to reporters announcing the UN notification. We will continue to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions through innovation and technology breakthroughs and work with other countries to help them access and use fossil fuels more cleanly and efficiently and deploy renewable and other clean energy sources. Given the importance of energy access and security in many nationally determined contributions, the statement added. Okay. Again, I'm going to always keep referring to this. How do you use fossil fuels cleanly? I don't get it. It's a fossil fuel. It burns black. I don't know what can be done to allow fossil fuels to be used cleanly. I don't quite understand that, right? We live in this era, we live in this time now where fossil fuels, my goodness, it's a fossil fuel. We're past that point. We're past this point of using fossil fuels, or we're past this point of this can be saved, right? We can still do this. No. We have solar power. We have wind power. We can use water as power to create clean energy. And let me see here. I believe Jermon is on screen ready to go. Let me go ahead and make sure he's ready to go. And go from there. All right. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, bro?
All right. All right. Got him in here, y'all. We got him in. Jermon, what's going on, bruh? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just happy to be here in the village. What's going on, y'all?
Not much, man. We are Crowdcast Live, Facebook Live. We are doing it up. Jermon, hey, he comes in. This is my brother from another mother, man. We do it. This is what we do. Okay, so what I was just discussing, Jermon, the U.S. is... further exiting itself out of the Paris Climate Agreement. The White House issued a statement. I'm going to kind of read the gist of it again. Basically, they're going to kind of, in a sense, coordinate with other countries as far as using renewable energy and fossil fuels, help other countries learn to use fossil fuels, I guess, more cleanly. That's just, like, for me, we live in this era where I have a solar-powered battery pack in my backpack, and all I have to do is, if it's a nice sunny day, I can take it out, and I can charge my cell phone with this type of technology, right? Mm-hmm. So that when people say, oh, there's a way to use fossil fuels more cleanly, I can't disagree with them anymore. It's a fossil fuel. It burns black. It burns into the environment. There's no way to do this cleanly. So I'm going to throw it to you and get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that in itself is like oxymoron. It's like jumbo shrimp. I mean, it's fossil fuels. You're burning something that's been in the earth for millions and millions of years. It's there for a reason. You have to think of the earth as a body, man. You know, it's like a person who smokes. It's not the greatest thing for you. I mean, it's carbon, it's burned carbon, So, there's ways you can do it cleaner. I mean, but it's still dirty. So you see what I'm saying? So it's like, it won't be as dirty, but it's still dirty. That's basically what you're saying. So, I mean, when you have all other alternatives to use what's naturally given to us, which is the sun, you have sun, wind, there's so many other things, that you can use, so it's all about, it's all about money, and just not wanting to do the right thing. And then also too, almost like a legacy bashing thing too, just to kind of snub your finger at the rest of the world too, not just the past administration, but the rest of the world. Like, hey, we're gonna do our own thing. regardless of what the rest of you think. And that's the kind of, you know, kind of the mindset they have, you know, when they say, you know, America first. Now, I get that. You know, you got to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. But, you know, that's really, really a selfish way of looking at the world. The world is one big family. You can't, you have to, it has to, you can't be that way. I mean, you have to think about future generations as well. So I just think they're not doing that. So it's all about the money, man.
Yeah, and you just said it right there. They have to think about future generations. And I don't think we're thinking that far. I think the people here are just like, make this money now. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. I think people are just like, make the money. You're not going to live forever, ever. Make the money. Let's go. Let's have a good time. Let's whatever. Let's do it. But then I also have this part. Maybe they are thinking about future generations. Maybe they're just thinking about their families. Right?
Sure.
That's the other piece that I think about. They're not necessarily not thinking about the future. They're just thinking, you know what? I got to make sure mine are taken care of, come hell or high water. When all is said and done and they put me in that ground, I got to make sure my kids are good, my great-grandkids are good, great-great, so on and so forth. Right? And I think that's what the problem is no one's looking out for each other. We're just looking out for the person that you can see in the mirror, which is always an issue and will continue to be an issue. Right. And that's just how I feel about that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it is, I get what you're saying. It is, you know, they are, you know, I mean, because that's most people's mindset is, you know, they want to leave something for, you know, for a future, for their future generations or their family. Their legacy and stuff like that, you know. So in that sense, it is looking out for a future, you know. But what I mean is, like, you know, hey, you got to be able to breathe, you know. You want them, you have the money, they'll have the material wealth, you know. But you're not gonna have nothing. You're not gonna have nowhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see some of the predictions that they're doing, that they're doing, and these are scientists, you know, and a lot of their predictions have come true already. So, you know, and it's still a point to turn things around, but that point is fast and near approaching, you know, to the point of like where there's no return. So, and these dudes are trying to roll stuff back, It's like you have technological advances and things that, you know, that are there, and these dudes is basically like, nah, we want to dig that coal up. You know? We don't care about those technological advances that basically further humanity's existence on this earth. So, you know, it's just sad, man, when you think about it overall. So,
yeah, the whole thing is sad. The whole process is sad. I'm hoping that when this is all said and done, it's like, okay, we can agree to disagree and use renewable energy. You know, all those people in coal country and stuff like that, I'm literally just like, you know, I get where you guys are coming from, right? But guess what? The opportunity to be retrained is there. It's real. Yes. It's a viable option. Yeah. Retraining is there, man. You guys don't have to go into these mines and kill yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, this black lung disease is real, man. I can't understand. I get it. You want to earn a living. That's what those deep southern roots, those countrymen, that's what they do. They know coal mining, right? Mm-hmm. So I get it. But at the same time, you just shortened your life. And now, you know, you look at the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it, right? You look at it, it's being threatened. There are many coal miners with black lung disease that are currently using it. So now what? Right? Yeah. And when you reopen these mines, Jermon, all you're doing is setting up the next generation of black lung disease recipients. That's all it's doing.
Yeah. So, and chase it at almighty dollar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the track, you know, spend the money in the right place instead of putting emphasis and resources into making fossil fuels cleaner. Just take those resources and retrain these guys and have them in some kind of way involved in the new technologies, in the new, renewable energies and using the sun and wind. Mm-hmm. Have those guys involved some kind of way with that. You know, if you really care about them, give them that opportunity to be retrained and to have a way to take care of their families that's not jeopardizing them. The way is there. The mind, you can't tell me those minds and thinkers in DC can't come up with something that me and you were sitting there talking about. Come on, man. I mean, it's evident. It's, you know, people just need to take a stand and just do what they need to do.
Yeah. And I'm over here trying to do some quick research. I just thought of something that I kind of wanted to talk about. I watched The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and they have a correspondent named Hasan Minhaj. He actually went out to coal country, and there's a Indian-born man there in Kentucky. And he runs this program that Donald Trump is actually trying to get rid of. And I wish I knew the name of this program. I'm trying to research on my phone because I'm trying to keep everything going as far as what I'm seeing. But this guy is literally taking people that were in the coal mining industry, and he's teaching them how to code. He's teaching them how to write these different programs. He is teaching them beautiful things. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of that, you have Donald Trump, who is secretly trying to get rid of this program.
See?
That's just beyond me.
See?
Beyond me.
See? Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, when you, Village, when you go and do your research and do your digging, when you go and look this stuff up for yourself instead of relying on just CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, because they're all going to tell you what they want because they have agendas. If you go and look this stuff up for yourself, you'd be amazed at what you'd find out. Just like I said earlier in the show, Slink, Trump going on vacation for 17 days. Yeah, everybody has an issue with that. Guess what? The White House is got some issues. It's got a leak. It's getting there. Some carpets, drapes, AC, all these things are getting replaced. He's not just leaving the White House for the hell of it. It's getting an upgrade. So, yeah. And even some of the IT equipment is getting upgraded from what I understand, I found. It's not just, you know, some cosmetic. Like, it's some major stuff going on. Of course, I'm not going to tell you everything, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's the agenda of the media. It goes both ways. Sometimes there is bad, you know, there's bad information both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that right there. When you see a headline, you know, just boom. When you see the headline, you're like, oh, wow. You know, he's just running amok. That's some more of it. Some more of him. That's another example of running amok. You know, that's the way you look at that when you see that. But in actuality, it's the man. Where is the man supposed to go?
Mm-hmm. So. and that was my issue. That was my issue, Slank, is where is he supposed to go? He's going to one of his golf resorts in New Jersey.
That's okay.
And it's okay to a degree. But he also has Camp David, which is in the budget for Secret Service to be at Camp David. When Secret Service travels with him, right, to his resorts, you know, you got to remember, every time he goes somewhere, it shuts down. You got to have extra law enforcement. You got to have every aspect covered. So,
yeah. It's a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big expense. Yeah. So, yeah. Camp David. Yeah. That's what that's set up for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all forgot about it.
Being frivolous with the dollars, man. You know, what our tax dollars, man. That's what that is, man. When I see that, it's like, man, that's. You're wasting our tax dollars, dude. You know, and so everybody, people should be kind of about some of these situations. People should be really kind of up in arms about it because, man, you know, that's your money. People don't see it as that, you know, like, hey, man, you know, man, that's your money, man. If you're buying things out here, you're paying taxes. Even if you're not a homeowner, you know, you still paying taxes, man. You buy stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they get a piece of that. Every time you buy something, the government is getting it. It's part of that price in that. It's what taxes are, and we all contribute to that. You know, some a lot, some a little, but in some way or form, we all contribute. If you're an adult, you contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, man, it's like holy jokers accountable for our tax dollars, man. You know, president just running amok, man. You know, had them for months. The Secret Service in the floor on the floor of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Towers, you know. And, you know, how many millions and millions of dollars that cost the taxpayers, man? You know, the White House doesn't make exceptions for you. You make exceptions for the White House. That's the way that goes for that position. You make exceptions for that. The position doesn't revolve around you and make exceptions for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't approach this. He almost approaches this as tyrannical. Almost like tyranny, you know. But yeah, that's just a waste of tax dollars.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, man. Waste of tax dollars. But yeah, before we kind of go off on a tangent on that, let's move on here, man. Are we ready? Let's jump into some current events, bro. Like, let's jump into these current events because this is one that I, in particular, was like. Okay. Saw it coming, but I didn't think it would go. I don't know. I didn't expect it to go far. I mean, when you're rich like that, I just didn't. And let me mute this link real quick here. There we go. Let me just let it play. See what happens. So of course we're talking about Martin. Shkreli found, I hope I'm saying that right, Shkreli found guilty on several counts of fraud. What the AKA the pharma bro, and let me go ahead and pause this here and let me put this up here. And so what I'm going to do, Village, I'm going to go ahead and screen share with you guys and let this play. Screen share option is so much easier on this thing. My God, I keep saying that, but damn. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and play this for you guys. But here's the thing though, bro. They didn't get him for the drug stuff. They got him on some security violations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they got him for.
Yeah.
They didn't get him for medical stuff. They got him for freaking computer security stuff or whatever the case may be. I don't even know what all that is exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like I just, to me, he's still getting away.
How many years they think he's gonna get?
You know, let's go back to the article because I can still just read the article. After 5 days of liberations, juror found Martin Shkreli guilty on 3 charges of fraud and not guilty on 5 charges. Shkreli faces jail time through legal The legal experts say he'll likely receive far less than the maximum 20-year sentence he would have faced had he been found guilty on all 8 counts of security fraud, conspiracy to commit security fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. He will be sentenced at a later date. Shkreli spoke after receiving the verdict from U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, saying, "We have some work to do on 3 guilty verdicts. This was a witch hunt of epic proportions, and maybe they found 1 or 2 broomsticks," Shkreli told reporters. So, I mean, here it is. Okay. The biggest issue was, you know what this reminds me of, Slink? This reminds me of the OJ thing, right? They couldn't get the juice on charges for this, right? So they got the juice on the other charges and got him in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
This is what it seems like. They couldn't get Martin Shkreli for charging, I believe, the HIV pill was $13 or $14 for the pill. And then I think he ramped the price up to like $700 or $800 per pill.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that was... They were like, look, we cannot have him out here running this, doing this, that, and the third, right? Yeah. I think
he boosted those pharmaceutical prices like 300 and plus times what they were,
mm-hmm.
what they were normally, you know. So, you know, a lot of people had a lot of beef with that. I mean, and I get it too. I mean, that's real, I don't know, man, it's real cold. You know, real cold and real. Yeah, I didn't like that, you know, but I didn't know until recently that they got him on this other stuff, on the wire fraud and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, probably gonna get like 5 years maybe. Yeah, but that's still all that money you got, man. That's still winning. He's still winning, man.
That's the problem. He's still winning. And it's going to continue to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest here. He's not going to do a lot of time. And when he gets out of jail, he still has that money. He still has it. It's whatever. You know, like, people can be mad all they want. He still is rich. When this is all said and done, he's still rich. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Is he going to get put away for a little bit of time? Yes, he is. But he's not going to have... the punishments that people thought he was gonna get. He's gonna get put in prison. He'll get put in a seg unit or whatever the case may be. He'll basically be in Club Med if he even actually goes. Let's be honest here. He didn't commit a heinous crime, right? Crime is crime, in my opinion. They should all go to jail, right? Yeah. But the way our system works is, you do what, you know, these white collar crimes, as they call them. You don't go to prison with Bubba and Nook Nook. You know, you go to jail with Christopher and Peyton. You know, you go to jail with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. That's who you end up being cellmates with. Or being, now you don't be cellmates, you're roommates in your club. In that type of prison, you have roommates, no security fences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really prisons like that. You're mm-hmm. not joking, guys.
Yes, I've seen them.
Where you visually myself walk off and low. They're really low.
Low security,
low risk. Low security, low risk prisons. They have those around the country.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that. Every time they say prison, they think of Alcatraz, high wires, bar. You know, mm-hmm. wire fences, Angola, you know, the prison of Louisiana. They're thinking of them, you know, prisons like, nah, man, they have ones, man, in prison that are, you know, they're made for those cats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's it. They got those types of prisons.
Yeah.
I got a little echo for some reason. Can't figure out why.
Am I echoing?
No, I'm echoing. I'm going to refresh my page. Give me a sec.
Okay.
All right, Village. So I'm still here, still recording. But yeah, so we had a little bit of echo, a little bit of minor issue here. All right. And here we go. Yes. All right. Still got an echo? No?
I don't hear one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either. It went away. Something. I don't know what's going on, but I still have an echo in mine. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully it's not going to bleed too much into the recording. So, yeah, like we were saying, he's going to get some time, and we'll go from there, and we'll see what happens, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move on to this next one here. This one is funny for me. Like, I love it. Women's rights. I'm good with it. Yes, Saudi Arabia to allow women in bikinis at new resort. If you, Slink and I, have both been in the military, and let me tell you, we've been to these regions, and I've been to some places, I can't be specific where literally their eyes are the only thing showing. I've been to some regions like that. Slink, I know you've been 20, you did 20 plus years. You've been some regions like that where it's just, you only see the women's eyes.
Wow.
So we now have a resort in Saudi Arabia that's going to allow women to wear bikinis. And so let me go on ahead and pull this link up here. Let's see here. Current show links. Okay, here we go. It's a USA Today link that I had. Saudi Arabia to allow women in bikinis at New Beach. Okay, here we go here. So the ultra-conservative kingdom... Conservative Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Let me mute this thing because it's about to pop off. Let me see here. Hold on 1 second with me, Village. Stay with me here. There we go. The ultra-conservative Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has announced the construction of a luxury resort on the Red Sea where women will be allowed to wear bikinis instead of having to fully cover their bodies. Experts believe the ambitious move initiated by the new heir to the Saudi throne, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is another attempt to modernize the oil-dependent economy. Women face extreme restrictions under Saudi law, including not being able to drive or travel without the permission of a male relative. Women are also expected to cover their bodies in public, making bikinis traditionally unacceptable. But the government said that the resort will be governed by laws on par. Governed by laws on par with international standards. The resort will cover 50 islands and is expected to attract tourists from across the globe amid relaxed restrictions. This is a step in the right directions, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is a step in the right direction. Look, I'm not trying to tell people how to live their lives. But when you have to get permission from a male relative to drive a vehicle, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. You have to get permission from your cousin, who you're probably older than, smarter than, doing better than, to drive a vehicle. I think that's absolutely insane. That's my personal opinion, my personal view. Slink, what you think, bro? What you think about women, you know, these Saudi women being able to wear bikini?
Well, I think I agree with you as far as your personal opinion. That's my personal opinion, too. I think it's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, that's the culture there. But I know that for the sake of diversifying, not being the economy not being so dependent on the oil, switch to tourism a little bit, add tourism in there, kind of diversify a little bit their economy. But in order to do that on a huge scale to bring foreigners in, they have to loosen up those restrictions. So, I mean, but in turn too, it helps the ladies out too. I mean, it pushes their cause too, you know. So, is, you know, I think it has to go that route in order for foreigners to go there, on in masses to come there in droves to what they're setting up, they have to loosen up. That's why they're probably saying, like, you know, to international standards, you know, because they have their own local standards or whatever there. But, you know, somebody to come there, they can't be expected, you know, I can't expect my wife, if I bring my wife there, to be covered up. So, mm-hmm. you know.
And that's another reason why.
Helps the cause, ladies.
And that's definitely a reason why, man. Like, you got to think about it. If tourism is restricted, women have to wear full, like, well, I think it's called burqas. I'm not sure. I don't know the full name of the garment they have to wear there. I'm not 100% sure. But if you're a tourist and you're coming there to visit and you're like, yo, I want to go sit out by this beach, this resort, you know, whatever the case may be, you want to sit comfortably in a nice bikini, whatever mm-hmm. you're doing, you know, you want your kids to be able to be comfortable. You don't want to have to deal with all that. Mm-hmm. And so if it affects tourism, then ultimately, you know, these women are going to be like, hey, it's affecting tourism. What's up? Let's mm-hmm. fix this. And so they're fixing it, man, and I'm all for it. I'm definitely all for it, man. I didn't want to harp on that too much, but I just think it's such a great step in the right direction, man. That's what I think it is.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, small steps is still small steps. It's steps.
Yeah. It's still a step forward. Yeah.
That's it. Step forward right there. That's what I'm looking for. Step forward. Yeah. That's it. I don't care if they take this one small step forward and it takes 4 or 5 years to get to the next step, but it's still everything you do from now on has to move your people forward, and that's what I'm okay with. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so next topic here, man. We're going to move on, and I don't know why this echo kind of bounces back and forth, but it's all good. Last current event here before we hit this one knee-jerk reaction, and I got some Village Idiots. Transgender actors push for more inclusion on TV. And I'm 100% okay with that. I'm going to pull up the article real quick and read a little bit of this here. Transgender actors push for more inclusion on TV. Beverly Hills, there are just 11 transgender actors in all of television. All three of them are on one show, Amazon's Transparent. GLAAD, the LGBTQ media advocacy organization that tracks inclusion in media, would obviously like to see more and better characters. The goals group this season includes stories that move beyond the transition narrative, casting transgender roles more authentically, and casting transgender actors in more diverse roles. You know what?
Yeah.
I agree with this 100%, and here's why. Here's why I agree with it. I'm not going to sit up here and compare the plight of a black man to what transgender is, right? I can't honestly do that. But this is how I do understand it. When last week we discussed, or the week before last, I discussed a show coming out called Black Lightning, right? And how kids are going to be seeing this black superhero on TV, right? Same aspect. We have transgender kids coming up in the world, and they need to see people that look like them on television to let them know they're okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got with that. Slink, what you got, man? What are your thoughts about that?
I'm with it. I mean, I have nothing against it, and I think it's another step in the right direction, you know. For that community, and you know, and like you said, you know, so now they have, you know, representative of that community, and you know, they're represented in the in television, you know, and just like any other walk of life, they want to be represented in all facets of our society. I mean, and all for it. Let's let everybody live and be happy. Mm-hmm. So it's all good.
That's it. It's all good. That's how I feel. It is all good. And I just lost your video, Slink. I don't know why. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still okay. There. I'm gonna can see you as well.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to refresh the page one more time. You know, these things happen. Village, stay with me. Let's reload this page. Get Slink video back up. So yeah, you know, this is definitely a good thing. Transgender actors and actresses are a part of the acting community, and so we have to display them as well. We have to show all this good stuff, and we have to go from there. All right, mm-hmm. So Slink, you ready to hit this knee-jerk reaction? Because this is the one that I've really been wanting to focus on. You know, I just really wanted to hit that last topic real quick because I just wholeheartedly agree with what needs to happen. But there's nothing I can do. All I can do is say, you know what, hey man, I agree. Let's get more transgender actors and actresses, get them in the limelight on major shows, and let's go from there. And let's make it happen. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Inclusion. There it is. Okay, so this is the one. This is the one. The woman who urged her boyfriend to kill himself is being sued for $4.2 million by the victim's mom. You all remember this story, right? We all remember this young lady. She basically told her then now deceased boyfriend to kill himself. And he did.
Man.
He did. He killed himself. She got 15. Her name is, and I hate saying the freaking name, but I'll say it. Michelle Carter. She was 17 at the time. You know, this whole story is bad. First of all, I don't know how I truly feel about her getting jail time. I get that some kind of something should happen. Mm-hmm. She's getting 15 months in jail, you know. I'll leave it at that. But the suing, it's a wrongful death lawsuit for $4.2 million. In your opinion, do you think the mother is right or wrong for going after this lawsuit?
Man. I could get it, you know. I could get it. They're trying to get, you know. That happens lots of times in these cases, man. Especially when they get hype up. You know, it's like they use the civil lawsuit in conjunction with that prosecution, with the federal prosecution of it, right? So what they do is like they have that lots of times. I think it's the guy can catch to catch you. It's like, okay, if that one doesn't get you, this one's going to get you. You know, if you're not going to get jail time, you're going to pay financially for the rest of your life, you know. But in this case, this young lady gets both. So she gets a little jail time. And if the mother wins the case, she's going to be paying that lady for the rest of her life. Every time she gets a bit of money, it's going to that lady.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get it. I mean, I get it, you know. But I don't know if that's the best thing, you know, or the healthiest approach for the mom, you know, but that's probably her, that's her way of relief. So, I mean, I don't know, man.
However she grieves is how she grieves.
It's just a rough situation, man. I mean, because, you know, the girl, she didn't physically kill a kid, you know, but she did contribute to whatever that situation was. I don't know how that those kids' relationship was. I don't know if she was always abusive to him and saying stuff like that, or mm-hmm. if it was in the heat of the moment she got mad and said that, like, you know what I mean? Oh, go kill yourself. Leave me alone. You know, and the dude went and did it. I mean, but or did she edge him on to that constantly and basically drive him to that? So
that's what
I don't know. I don't know all the insides of it. We don't know all the insides of it. So only thing we can do is just look at what we have in and be like, hey, you know, I think, you know, this is what I think. This is my opinion. This is how I feel. I empathize with it. You know what I mean? So that's just how I see it, because I don't know all the details of it, but sad situation all the way around, though. I know that.
All the way around. And it's not and Village, please don't mistake me for saying that she shouldn't have to pay in some way. I just think $4.2 million is a little excessive, and I'm still on the fence about jail time. I'm still on the fence. She did essentially say, "Go kill yourself." You know what I mean? Via text message.
Yeah.
I just, it's hard, bro. Like, this is a hard thing to call because this young man lost his life. And she probably, maybe or maybe not, she didn't mean it maliciously. I don't know. I don't know her.
We don't know. I'm going to tell you, kids throw that saying around a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. I hear your kids saying that a lot in that young generation. Man, go kill yourself. I heard little kids say it. I heard little kids telling little kids that. But they're not saying it in a way like, really like, yeah, go kill yourself. You know, go literally, go pick a gun up. Go jump off the bridge. Go hang yourself. Whatever. You know, so I just don't know that situation. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Village, if it sounds, you know, if I'm like, you know, if that sounds like, you know, like I'm condoning what she did. That's not the case. And it's wrong. But we just don't know all the facts of those situations. So that's just why, you know, why my opinion is what it is. So.
There it is. That's all we got, man. All right, so let's go ahead and we're going to wrap this up here because there's no real way to really break this down. Like, she was wrong for doing that, but there are so many other hundreds of thousands of kids that have cell phones in this country and probably do the same thing. So, yeah, that's all I got, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead. It's time, y'all. It's time for some village idiots. I got some village idiots, man. This is going to be a good segment. Let me go ahead and close this out. And let's go here. All right. Let me get all these things lined up here. All righty. Here, let me go ahead and head over to screen share with the village. All right. Yeah, you see it? You're reading that, village. Man jailed and must register as sex offender for molesting a chicken in public.
Wow. You can't be making this stuff up.
You can't. You cannot make this up.
Get a look at this guy's face. I'm seeing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Joshua Brian Woltman of Oregon was arrested after he was spotted touching a chicken in a sexual manner for his own creepy pleasure. Jackson County. I cannot believe this is happening in America.
Manila. Leave them chickens alone.
Bruh. Jackson County. His face, like his face, is just
that face, makes man. Words. Yeah, all right, man.
He just looks creepy.
Face look creepy, man.
This probably
is. He look. He's like, yeah, I did it somewhere.
Yeah, he said, this ain't the first chicken either. Y'all just caught me. This is the this ain't the first chicken he done molested. Don't get it twisted. Jackson County Police released a statement of the arrest of 27-year-old Brian. How'd that statement go? After being accused of by multiple witnesses of touching the chicken's sexual organs, like was he touching the breasts? Was he touching the? Police have charged Woltman with sexual assault of an animal, public indecency, menacing, and disorderly conduct. Woltman did appear before a judge for his sex crimes and pleaded guilty on all charges and was sentenced to 20 days in jail and will have to register as a sex offender. Yep.
I did it, Judge. I did it. Yeah, they got me. Yeah, I did it.
I did it. So
I
what? Did.
So what? I thought we all do that.
Oh, no.
What was wrong with me?
No, we don't.
Look at that face, y'all. Look. That's what that face says. Like, what?
That brother said, man, look, it's not happening the way I want it to happen. So let's talk about this with the chicken. And it's like, dude, it's like, it's so
was he holding the chicken out? Like, look.
I don't know what he was doing or what he was trying to do, but the chicken is probably going to need some therapy after this. So I'm just saying. Or they may make it for Sunday dinner. We don't know. Either way, it's something needs to happen with the chicken. Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
That's the first Village Idiot, y'all.
That was a good one.
Yeah, man.
The crazy looking Joker, boy.
Boy. Here, let's go ahead and set this next one up here. I don't know what's going on. I got a little echo, but it's okay. All right. Teacher accused of supplying Jell-O shots to teens. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have that one cool-ass teacher, but I think this is a little bit overstepping. This is over the top. I'm not for Jell-O shots. Like, that take, like, that's not just bringing a bottle of Yak to class with you. You know what I mean? Like, Jell-O shots takes time to create.
Yeah.
So
that's thought and preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at all the Jell-O shots.
Man.
Dishing them up.
A South Ripley High School teacher is accused of hosting an underage drinking party. The Ripley County Sheriff's Office said and prosecutors on Wednesday filed a charge of furnishing alcohol to minors, Class B misdemeanor, against Melissa Wilhoy. And it was a female teacher. Wow. Yeah. It's normally something that a dude would do.
Yeah.
That's normally some dude behavior, like dude bro behavior.
Wow.
That's interesting. I mean, she's an idiot, but that's normally, typically, that's a dude behavior. Huh.
Wow. But you see what they say? You see what the rest of it says?
Yeah. Several minors, including Wilhoit's daughter, were arrested at her home on June 14th. Deputies crashed a party just after midnight upon receiving a tip that underage drinking was taking place. They observed open alcohol containers and a beer pong gang, which we've all played. According to new probable cause affidavit filed in court, investigators interviewed multiple witnesses from the party. They allegedly said Melissa Wilhoit was seen giving a minor a bottle of vodka to drink and providing Jell-O shots in the garage area of the home.
Oh, wow.
In previous court filings, investigators wrote that Wilhoit had claimed that she and another adult resident of the home were asleep inside and did not know how many kids were at the residence. Get the hell.
That's what you be out right there.
Wow. People partying in your house.
And
you
just,
you don't know.
Out of their bed.
Wow. She will be summoned in for a initial hearing by the court. Said Ripley County Prosecutor Rick Hurdle. She has only been charged with the crime and not been proven guilty of anything at this point. South Ripley Community School Superintendent Rob Moorhead said last month the school cooperation was aware of and concerned about the situation, but would wait until police concluded their investigation before taking any action. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
They have to wait because what you don't want to do is fire this teacher. And she's found innocent somehow, some magical way.
Yeah.
Right?
You gotta give her due process.
Yeah, due process. That's what this is all about. It's all about due process. So
that's putting yourself in a real sticky position on her. Yeah. It's like, whoa, man. I don't know if that's some small town. I'm just trying to think, how does that even happen? I don't know, somewhere in Indiana, some little small town maybe, but still, man, still not appropriate.
Mm-mm.
I don't want my kids going to nobody's house, by their teacher's house and drinking and running amok. I don't want them over by their teacher's house. I mean, plain and simple. I mean,
yeah.
That's not the right context of that relationship. So between the student and the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how cool they are. You know? So.
All right, let's hit this last Village Idiot, man.
Yeah.
Last Village Idiot. Yeah. Let's see here. Screen share.
I'm still thinking about that chicken dude, man.
drive a stick shift to decrease likelihood of kidnapping. This story is terrifying. A 20-year-old female college student in Columbia, South Carolina, might have the stick shift in her car to thank for her life after an attempted kidnapping. Around 1 a.m. in the morning, three men approached a young woman in a poorly lit area or poorly lit parking lot outside of her apartment. They pointed a gun at her and threatened to shoot her if she screamed for help. After robbing her of her belongings she had on her, they forced her into her car. Once they realized the car was a manual, one of the criminals fled, and the other two made her get in the driver's seat to take them to the ATM. After the criminals made their intent to harm her known, she threw the car into neutral at an intersection and jumped out of the car. Police later arrested 15-year-old and a 7-year-old for the crime. If you're gonna do something, make sure you're well-versed on everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I'm thankful. I'm very thankful that this young lady drives a stick shift and they could not get to her. How many 20-year-olds you know can drive a stick shift is what I want to ask you, Slink. How many do you know?
Not many.
Bruh, I don't know any 20-year-olds that can drive a stick shift.
Not many. Not this day and age. I know I could drive one like a maniac. I love it. That was my
they first, fun, my ain't first
they? Car out here. When I was young, I think I was like probably about 19 when I first learned how to drive a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. So, but this day and age, I don't think so. Most stuff is manual or it has the full manual, that's Tiptronic or whatever. But other than that, they don't have, you know, you don't see too many cars like that anymore.
Mm-mm. So, look, I am all about this one here. The village idiots are the people that don't know how to drive a stick. If you're gonna be a criminal, make sure all your bases are covered. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. They definitely weren't covered on that one.
Nope.
Hey, so they get for doing that to that girl.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
The young suckers, man, acting up.
Yep. So, anyways, Slink, tell everybody about what's going on with you, Beat Stars, everything, man. How do they get a hold of you? Let them know.
Yeah, that's Slink Grindstone. You can also find me on Facebook. Beat Stars and SoundCloud. I suggest that people go out to SoundCloud because even you can see some of your favorite artists and get some material that is not out there mainstream, but your artists are putting it out, or you can see what music your artists dig. You know, so there are a lot of talent out there on that SoundCloud. So check it out. It's a free app. It's pretty neat. So, and I'm on there too. So just look me up, Slink Grindstone.
All right. Okay. So you guys can get a hold of me. I am at Enlighten My Mind. I'm also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. And I don't have the paper in front of me, and I'm just feeling like a complete jerk because of that. I actually left it in the bedrooms. I was working on it the other day. But you guys can get a hold of me also at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Village website, welcometothevillage.com. You can listen to the show through Stitcher, Radio, iTunes, Podomatic. Crowdcast replays are played on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. You guys can go check that out that way. We have items for sale. This very shirt that I'm wearing is on our Etsy channel. Search Welcome to the Village on Etsy. You guys see that. It's simple edition. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag can't read that writing. Hashtag Latino Lives Matter. Hashtag Asian, Jewish, Muslim. At the end, hashtag All Lives Matter. But you notice that Black Lives Matter at the top. Keep it 100 with your boy.
I like that.
Yeah, that's on our Etsy page. And again, wristbands, multiple colors here. Boom, boom. Got the blue. Got the red. Welcome to the Village. You know, I'm over here hawking gear, hawking wear. We here to make money, Slink. This is what we going to do. Got your black and got your tie-dye. Welcome to the Village, y'all. This is all on the Etsy page. And lastly, ladies, the soap bombs. Hey, let me know.
That soap.
That lavender.
Yeah, man. That soap.
It's a beautiful smell, y'all. Make you smell that's good. Got man. The loofah in the middle. Ladies, you'll enjoy it. Trust me, trust me. This product will be going up on the Etsy page here very soon, probably within the next few days. Slink, brother, what's your Twitter real quick? I forgot to get your Twitter.
Nah, I'm at Grindstone. It's Slink Grindstone.
That's right. That's right. And so, Village, y'all, we here to do this. We're not going to week eight. Going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Welcome to the Village for life. I'm just trying here. Anyways, Village, we love all of you. You know, show notes will also have everything. We'll be, like I said, you're going to get a show today and a show tomorrow, both edited and put out. Crowdcast replay videos will be put up as well. Thursday was my birthday, so I wasn't able to put a show out. So, Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, Village.
You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village.